boondocking experience could be wonderful instead of listening to this myriad of generators across the lake and around all the way around the different loops at Fish Creek, which drives me nuts.
Well, I've been simulated boondocking for about, what, 3 months now or something.
Yeah, and it's worked great, right?
Yeah, it's doing good. So I think what Colin's saying is, let's see, some of the do's and don'ts. I guess the don'ts would be don't run a generator all the time or a loud one. We were at a pumpkin patch last week, and they had one of those blow-up houses in the middle of the pumpkin patch. And they use one of those Honda generators. So those Honda ones are really quiet. It was more quiet than the fan blower keeping the house going.
Right, I'm sure.
But so if you do need a generator, look into one of those Hondas.
Yeah, Yamaha is similar. They're basically inverter type generators.
Because those are pretty quiet. But you know, really, if you're going to spend money, I would spend it on solar.
A 2000 EU2000 is what, about $1,000 these days?
Yeah, I think so.
Right. Well, you can do solar for that.
Yep, because you still can't run your air conditioner with one of those. You'd have to get two. So you're at $2,000.
Well, that's right. Well, you exactly. You can't run your air conditioner with one of them anyway. And obviously, with solar, you can't run your air conditioner. So you're really no further ahead with that one generator, other than maybe you're halfway to running your air conditioner. But, you know, depending on where you're boondocking, certainly if you're really off the beaten path, not in a state campground where there's restrictions, you might be able to run the two generators to run your air conditioning. But, you know, quite frankly, if you have good solar capability and fantastic vents, and you have your windows open, most situations I think you could survive pretty well just with fans running. And based on your tests there, with, you know, a couple hundred watts of solar, you could run those fans 24/7 without any problem.
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, I've been running it. We went through Oregon for a week, and this campground a few weeks ago, and haven't plugged in the converter at all. So as far as your battery question is, without solar and with normal lights and things, Colin, in a standard battery, probably going to be rough to make it a full day, wouldn't you? Especially if you're running a furnace.
Exactly. When we were out in July, all these same white boxes were running their generators in the middle of July. And I'm like, they're not running a furnace overnight. I know that. So what is it? And I think a lot of people are just petrified of running out. So they figure, oh, they just have to do it. So that's probably where the trimetric comes in. So you can find out really how much you're using. You know, even if you've got a poor system, I think that would at least still keep you informed as to what you've got.
Yeah, I mean, I ran a trimetric meter, which is a battery monitor system, Joe. It tells you how much capacity of battery you have left, and does it by calculating how much current has come in and out of the battery. And so you can just monitor how much power each device is drawing, and when you turn it on, and you'll be surprised how much some lights, you know, will run you. Battery-wise, so that's one thing, is your battery capacity. You can help it by getting a better battery, like an AGM battery is what we usually recommend, like 100 amp or more. Even a better converter, because a lot of those times those people have to run those generators twice a day because they're really not getting a charge when they run their generator for an hour because they have a subpar battery charger converter that's not really doing it justice during that full hour.
Yeah, because when they build those trailers, they put the cheapest of everything in there. You know, in fairness, Airstream does a lot of this as well, in that, you know, are their customers going to really recognize the difference? That's where the beauty of doing, you know, restorations is. You can put in all the technology and the level and quality of technology that you want right from the beginning, instead of having to swap out stuff that sort of works for stuff that works really well.
Yep. So you might want to upgrade your battery to like a 100 amp hour or more AGM. You might want to look at swapping out your converter to a tri-state converter. Sometimes some of those white boxes have has their charger converters built into the distribution panel and all that. And sometimes you can actually pull that just that converter out.